Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone to Tehillim Life Lesson, Shin number 18, Mizmor Zayim Psukim Yud Gimel through Yud Ches. Bezer Hashem, we finish in chapter 7 with this shir, and we begin with Pasuk Yud Gimel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Rosha, if you do not improve your ways, if you don't leave the tzaddik alone, I will sharpen my sword, I will pull back my bow, and aim it directly at you, says David HaMelech in Pasuk Yud Gimel. If the Rasha doesn't improve his ways and do tshuva, Charbo Yiltoish, Hashem will take out his sword, kiviyachol, as if to say, to take out his sword, sharpen it, Kashtoi Dorach will pull back the bow, Vayechonineho, and aim it at the Rasha. Veloi, and for this Rasha, in Pasuk Yedalet, Heichin Klei Mavis, Hashem prepares the weapons of destruction of death, chitzav ledokim yifol, the chitzim, the arrows, will quickly hit its target, which is the rasha. We find this word ledokim in Parshas Vayetze, in Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Vav, where Yaakov Avinu is very angry and upset with Lavan Arasha. Vayichar liyakov vayorev belavan. Vayan Yaakov vayomer lelavan. Yaakov is upset, and he says back to Lavan, Ma pishi ma chatosi, what is my fault? What did I do wrong? Ki dolakta acharai, that you chase after me. Says Targum, dolakta acharai is radafta basroi. You're chasing after me. Quickly, you're chasing after me. And that's what David HaMelech is telling us over here. Ledolkim yifol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act against the Rishoyim quickly when Hashem says in his calculation, his cheshbon, it's now time to punish the Rasha. It will happen quickly. L'dolkim yifol. The Rasha, in Pasuk Tesvav, he has all these plans. He has all these ideas. And what comes out from these ideas? Nothing. Where do you see this? Hine yichabel oven v'horo omol v'yolad shokir. The Rasha is contemplating and thinking, how am I going to destroy the tzaddik? He's thinking and speaking and making plans. And he's deciding, how can I bring my plans to fruition? But what comes out at the end? Everything he tried to do is shaker, because it's not emes, it's not going to happen. This is what David HaMelech is davening over here to Hashem. The Me'am Loyes brings from the Eretz Achayim. The word Omol is the Rosh Tevois for Ayin Mayach Lev. It stands for the eye. Ayin is the eye. Mayach is the brain. Lev is the heart. Sha'ayin Roye, the eye sees. V'ha'lev Choymed, and the heart desires. V'ha'mayach, and the brain Choshev, and the brain contemplates. The Rosh sees. He's jealous, he wants, he contemplates, how can I take it? He makes all these plans. However, the Yolad Shaker, it's not going to come to fruition. Why not? Because in Pasuk Tezayin, Bar Koro Vayachperehu, Vayipol B'shachas Yifol. What is the difference between Koro and Vayachperehu? The Malbim says they both mean the same thing. It means to dig. Kora is the beginning of the digging of the bar, of the pit. Vayachpereu is deepening it, widening this pit. It's the continuation of Kora, of the beginning process of the digging. Bor Kora Vayachpereu. The pit was dug by this Rasha. Vayachpereu, he digs it deeper, deeper. For who? He digs a trap for the tzaddik. Vayipo b'shachas yifo. But he himself will fall. He tries to cover it up, to trap the tzaddik, but he himself will fall into his own pit that he dug. And that's what Pasuk Yud-Zayin is telling us. Yashuv amoloi b'roishoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish the Rasha in the same way that the Rasha aimed and tried to punish the tzaddik. Yashuv amoloi. Once again, his omol. Everything he desired with his eyes, he saw with his heart, he desired, and with his brain he was planning, the roishay onto his head, while kadkodoy chamosa yered, while kadkodoy, and in his skull, his punishment will come down. What is our response? How do we respond when Hashem saves us? Pasuk Yudches, Chai, Oyde Hashem Ketzidkoi. Our response is to thank Hashem. Thank Hashem for His tzedek, the righteous ways of dealing with the Rosha. And therefore, Va'azam Rashem Hashem Elyon. I will sing to Hashem. What's Elyon? Why do we have to say Elyon at the end of this Pasuk? Just say, Va'azam Rashem Hashem. I will sing the Shem Hashem. I will sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Elyon means high and above. When someone sees the picture in the bird's eye view, when someone sees whatever they might be looking at from a whole different perspective, he sees every single piece of the puzzle. He understands them much better. In Pasuk Yudches, we're admitting, Oideh is Moideh. We're also thanking is Hoidah. We're thanking Hashem and we're admitting to Hashem, I don't know what's going on. Because I don't see the Elyon, I don't see you on top from high above like you do. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand, you see everything. So even though the Tzaddik was making all these plans, the Rasha was making all these plans to attack the Tzaddik, nonetheless, you stop these plans, Oyde Hashem Ketzidkoi V'Azam Hashem Hashem Elyon. Now let's understand this psukim on a deeper level and how we can apply them to our everyday life. In Pasuk Yedalid, Pasuk says, Chitzav L'dolkim Yifol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares the arrows, the chitzim, to attack the Rasha. As we discussed, L'dolkim, quickly. Rav Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita explains that a person who runs after a tzaddik, his roidei for tzaddik, he goes to attack a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes this very seriously. The person who is roidei for tzaddik is chasing after tzaddik, he's showing that he doesn't care about Malchus Shemayim. A tzaddik is the representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in this world. Akein begoydel rishosoi hu roidei for tzaddikim shekol malosim yitzar hayosim avdi Hashem. With this horrific rishus, the person's chasing, attacking the tzaddik. And the whole tzaddik is here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, chitzu l'dolkim yifol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pull back that bow and direct it at the Rasha and punish the Rasha. But he points out a very, very important message over here. Mida toiva is meruba mimida peronius. The mida toiva is 500 times better than mida peronius. When the person does something good, it's 500 times better, he brings over here, than when the person does something bad. And the person does the opposite. Instead of chasing after the Rasha to attack the Rasha, but a person runs after the tzaddik to learn from the ways of the tzaddik, to be in the presence of a tzaddik. The Gemara in Ksubis tells us that we should be clinging to Hashem. Based on the Pasuk, the Gemara asks, how do you cling to Hashem? Hashem is Eish Oichla, Hashem is fire. The Gemara says you should cling to Tamidei Chachamim. Cling to the Tamidei Chachamim. Learn from their ways. Learn how they serve Hashem. Mida Toiva Meruba. Kasher Ha'odom Oyei Vesa Tzadikim. U'mechabi Roysom. U'meshtadel B'chol Koichoy Liyos Mekushar Leihem. When the person loves Tzadikim and he runs after to help Tzadikim in every single ounce of his strength he can, he's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's showing Avos Hashem. He's showing Avos Tamidei Chachamim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will definitely reward such a person. Mida Toiva is Meruba, Mida Peronius. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take those arrows and point it at the Rasha, how much more so when the person runs to help the Tzaddik? That's step number one. Now we come to a very timely topic, and that is Purim. Here, the Medrash tells us that this discussion is talking about Haman HaRasha, and that's why there are those that have the minig of reading Mizmor Zayin chapter 7 on Purim, as well as Ayelet HaShachar. But Mizmor Zayin is also talking about Haman HaRasha, and on the flip side, Mordechai, who comes from Shaul HaMelech. We said in Pasuk Tezvav, Hine Yichabul Oven V'Hora Omol V'Yolet Shaker, that the Rasha is planning to do evil. Bar Kara, he digs the pit and he himself will fall. Vayipol b'shachas yifol. In Pasuket Zayin, Yoshuv amoloi b'roishoi v'al kadkodoi chamoso yereid. In Pasuket Zayin, Hashem will repay the Rasha with his head. Says the Medrash, and I saw this in the Chida, and I saw this in the Gra as well. Talmidei HaGra. And they say as follows, the Medrash brings that this is referring to Haman HaRasha. And let's go to Megillas Esther. In Perek Zayin, of Megillas Esther, in the Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk says as follows, Vayomer Charvoina, Echad min hasarisim lifnei hamelech. And Charvoina, one of the servants in front of the king, for the king, who was Charvoina? Charvoina was Haman's right-hand man. He was a Rasha Marusha. The Gros says that in this case, Charvoina actually was Eliyahu Navi disguised as Charvoina. And this is one of the reasons the Makairis, the sources for the minig we have of putting on masks and costumes. Vayera Charvoina, what does he say? After Achashverosh comes back in to see to his palace after he was in the garden, and while he was in the garden, his beautiful garden was being destroyed. And he sees these people destroying the garden. But really, these people were malachim that came down from Shemayim disguised as people. And he said to them, "What are you doing to my garden?" And they said, "Oh, well, we are following orders." "What do you mean orders? Who told you to destroy my garden?" And they said, "Haman." So why was Achashverosh outside in the first place? Because Esther just said that and told Achashverosh that Haman was this one who wants to destroy her nation. So he went outside to cool off. He gets angrier. He comes back in. And what does he see? Hagam lichvoish es hamalko. In the previous pasuk, imi babayis. Haman fell on top of Esther and he can't get up. Malach Gavriel has a sword in his back and Haman can't get up. And Achashverosh is fuming. Hagam lichvoish es hamalko. You come to try to take my queen? And when I'm right here in my own palace, my own kingdom, right in front of me. And at that moment, there's a knock on the door, and that's Charvoina. And Charvoina says, "Gam hinei ha'eitz asher osa Haman leMordechai." Achashverosh, I want to tell you something. Turn around. You see that big tree over there? That's not a tree. That's a pole that Haman built. 50 amos high. So everyone should see when Mordechai is hanging. You remember Mordechai? Mordechai is the one that saved your life. Asher diber toiv al ha-melech, the pasuk says. He spoke nicely and he saved your life. And that pole is in the backyard of Haman. And the Mefarshim, the Chassam Sofer, and the Ben Ish Chai, and the other Mefarshim, they explain that it was a chutzpah atzum. It was a horrific, arrogant, brazen act that Haman planted that tree in his own backyard. Because you don't do that in your own backyard. This has to be done by the capital. This has to be done by the king. Not in your own backyard. And the Chassam Sofer says further. He says, really, Haman was part of this plan of Bigson and Seresh. Bigson and Seresh were killed. And that's when Mordechai heard this plot, this plan. And he understood their language. In the beginning of the Purim story, years earlier. And Haman was part of this whole plan. And Haman's idea was that really his daughter should marry Achashverosh. But that didn't happen. Esther instead married Achashverosh. So instead of killing Esther, Achashverosh thought he's going to marry Esther and he'll kill Achashverosh. Haman thought he will marry Esther when he kills Achashverosh. And this is what Charvoina says of Chassam Sofer is telling Achashverosh. Gam ha'etz, this tree, asher osa Haman leMordechai. That who did Haman do this? Haman did this for Mordechai. And this is exactly our psukim. This is the pasuk says, Bar kara vayachperehu. Haman dig his, they dig down deeper to put that pole into the ground, because it was 50 amos high. Haman wanted everyone to see Mordechai hanging. But they're going to fall in their own pit, in their own trap. Yashuv amoloi b'roishoi. And it came back to his own head. And he himself was killed in the same place, as we all know, that he positioned and he planted for Mordechai. La'akad kodoi chamoso yered. On his own skull, chamoso yered. We'll come back to this Purim another time, but I want to share with you in regards to Chamosa Yered, Akakodoy, on his skull, in the Medrash David, from a grandson of the Rambam, on Perkei Avos, and as well as in the Lakutei Hashas, on Maseches Perkei Avos as well, they bring that Hillel was a Gilgul of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mishnah tells us, Af hu ra'a, Gulgoilis achas shetsof al pnei hamayim. Hillel saw a skull which was floating down the river. Whose skull was this? The skull of Parei Harosho. Ro gulgoilis shel parit sof al pnei hamayim. And what did he say? And he said as follows, because you drowned the babies, and you killed them, and you drowned them, that's why others drowned you. Mida kineged mida, measure for measure, exactly what happened to what Paro did, he was drowned as well. That's how the Medrash David and others explain the Sefer Likutei Hashas, this mida kineged mida, and that's what you have over here as well. Yashuv amole b'roishi v'al kad kodoi chamoso yered. If their skull, their head will be smashed in measure for measure. What do we do with all this? What's our response? Oyde Hashem kitzidkoi. It's kitzidkoi. Hashem's calculation. We don't understand Hashem's cheshbonus. We have the emunah shlema. We believe in Hashem that He is Hashem Hashem Elyon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching from above. Watching from on top. And that's why we're going to sing to Hashem no matter when something goes the way we want it. Of course we sing to Hashem. Oh, things are great. But even when things don't, the same way you make a bracha and you thank Hashem for that which we think is going well for us, and we say thank you Hashem, so too. We say gamzul toiv, and we thank Hashem when things don't always look good for us as well. Oide Hashem kitzidkoi. It's the tzedek, the righteous ways of Hashem. We don't understand Hashem's ways. Azamra Shem Hashem Elyon, and I'm going to sing to Shem Hashem Elyon, to the Shem Hashem which is above, that sees everything going on. No matter where, any way things happen to us, we always thank Hashem in all aspects. We should always zoichet to see everything in a good way. Chodesh Adar was a special gift we had over here, special Siyad Shemaya. How this capital over this chapter tied in to Purim. We should all be mechuzak with the emunah. Now just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Haman in the same way that he prepared and planted for Mordechai, we should mechazik ourselves in the emunah shlema that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this every single step of our lives as well, in our own personal lives and in the whole entire global world as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as Zamar Shem Hashem Elyon is watching from above, let us all be zoiche to see Kitzidkoi, Oyde Hashem Kitzidkoi, the righteous ways of Hashem. M'hei Rabbi Yomeinu, thank you very much for listening. Kol Tov, have a wonderful week.